USA Radio News.
Voters headed to polls today in the Peach State to decide the last open Senate seat in the U.S. Incumbent Warnock edged Republican challenger Walker in the general election, but did not gain a majority to avoid the runoff. Investigators in the case of four murdered University of Idaho students are downplaying the possibility of a stalker. Police in Moscow, Idaho, said on Monday they looked into an incident involving one of the victims in October. Once a household name, Hertz rental cars became newsworthy again during the pandemic. And now the yellow vehicle brand is back in the headlines.
Hertz Car Rental Company will pay nearly $170 million to settle hundreds of false theft claims involving its customers. The Estero, Florida-based company announced it had settled 95% of the total disputes, roughly 400 people. Hertz customers were wrongly accused of auto theft for cars that were illegally rented. Some customers claim they got pulled over, arrested, and prosecuted for stealing cars because Hertz couldn't locate its own vehicles after they got returned. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
Holiday shipping deadlines are getting closer. FedEx says boxes sent with standard ground shipping must be received by December 14th, while UPS is directing customers to visit their website for an estimate on their ground shipments. The post office says retail ground and first-class mail parcels and envelopes need to go out by December 17th. The U.S. is no longer in the World Cup, and neither is Spain. Even though they tied Morocco 0-0, Morocco advances due to penalties. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
While Apple considers moving production out of China, but not to the U.S., President Biden is still fighting to bring manufacturing back for American workers.
President Biden will travel to Mexico City next month on his first foreign visit of 2023. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador announced Biden's visit last week, but the administration has not formally confirmed it. However, Axios reported that people familiar with the matter say the trip is on. Reducing the flow of illegal immigrants to the U.S. border with Mexico is expected to be high on the agenda. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And a new report says hackers with ties to the Chinese government stole millions of dollars in U.S. COVID relief benefits. China-based hacking group known as APT41 stole at least $20 million through Small Business Administration loans and unemployment insurance funds in more than a dozen states. And the Trump Organization has been convicted in a tax dodge scheme, found guilty on all 17 counts in the Empire State. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.